Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Rocking and rolling our way through a Tuesday show. Game Time, 1620 The Zone. 1620thezone.com. Of course, the 1620 The Zone mobile app. You blink and you're going to miss some different stuff with Nebraska basketball recruiting. This past month has been insane. I still don't think, like right now, if they said, all right, pop quiz, take out your pen and paper, and write down everyone that's going to be on the roster next year. I'd be like, Roby, okay. I mean, it's been nuts. All the transfers, the recruits, the in, the out, the it. But yesterday, at least for, so the spring signing period ends on tomorrow, but that's for high school kids. And so Nebraska appears to be, have added what is the final guy in the spring signing period, high school wise. 2019 power forward Kevin Cross from Arkansas. Dude is 6'8", 240. He's a big, big guy. Kind of a little, like, almost a little chubby, all that, like. But you watch him, he can kind of move. Like, he's one of those guys, like, pretty, like, you could see, like, ooh, you kind of get him in shape, like, and he can move. And he was a really under-the-radar late bloomer guy. He was a three-star that didn't get much interest until after he led his team to his high school state championship game. And that's when things picked up. He chose Nebraska over TCU and Okie State. So now, Nebraska's got one scholarship to give for next year, two if Isaiah Roby leaves. So we'll see what ends up happening over the course of the summer. But how about this little nugget I saw from, I think it was in the Omaha World Herald. As it stands right now, Nebraska has five guys on the roster next year that are 6'8 or taller. That's a pretty tall team. That's a big team. And here's what I like about it. Again, I'm just like, we haven't seen this team play, so you preface everything with like what you hear and what you see on paper, right? But what I like about it is just going off of what Hoiberg described these guys to be, and you know what is that system looks like, there's a difference between being a big team full of kind of space eater guys that can't move and being a big team that is mobile, right? There's some teams that are just big. And, you know, they're not. Like, Nikola Jokic is big. He's not mobile. Not overly mobile. But what is, three things kill in basketball. Versatility, length, and skill. You stockpile enough of those three things, you're going to be a tough team to deal with. And it appears like Nebraska is trying to snag those three things. And Hoiberg wants interchangeable parts that can, you know, that are skilled, they can do different things. And in terms of what he proclaimed he wanted and what you know he has historically had, the roster has kind of lined up with that so far. It's kind of lined up with that. But pretty amazing to think of all that's happened over the past month. I mean, Lord. So draft lottery tonight, the Zion sweepstakes. I'm not a tinfoil hat guy, but if there ever was a time to make sure the New York Knicks ping pong ball bounces correctly, it is tonight, right? I mean, let's be honest. Not every lottery matters. I mean, congratulations, you get Jahlil Okafor. All right. But some lotteries do matter. In 2003, they mattered. Cleveland won the lottery. And it mattered because there so happened to be a transcendent, once-in-a-lifetime player who grew up in Akron, Ohio, named LeBron, who was in that draft. 1985 with the Knicks. There was a guy named Patrick Ewing playing for Georgetown. Like, it matters. Well, here comes another big moment. Zion Williamson, most hyped dude since LeBron. You got the Knicks sitting there, and it is in the NBA's best interest for the Knicks to be good and relevant. And what I think people want to see is not Zion go to the Cavs, but they want to see him either go to the Knicks so the Knicks can flip him for Anthony Davis or something. Or the Knicks can sign him, draft him, sign him, and then go get KD and Kyrie, and now you got a decent little trio right there. So we'll see what ends up happening here. Either way, I mean, you're getting it. I'm not. If you think he's going to go be the face of a franchise and lead you to the playoffs, you're crazy. I mean, again, like we were talking, he didn't win the ACC and he didn't even go to the Final Four in college.
Legitimately.
I mean, so like all of a sudden he's just going to go be the face of a franchise, the number one guy night in and night out, and they're going to the playoffs? Please. Come on. But he's a pretty, he's about as attractive of an asset as you can have right now, whether you want to trade him, whether you want to play him, whatever. 402-951-1620. Good stuff today. Make sure you go check out 1620thezone.com and the mobile app. Robin Washett, Thor Tripp. Tomorrow, get our Anthony Tolliver game right, a little NBA talk. We've got Scott Shanley. We've got the mailbag. All coming up tomorrow on the show. But coming up next, get a crossover game right. John and Josh, get your A4 in sportsmanlike conduct. We come back.